Welcome. My name is Dr. Christopher Taylor, and I want you to know that it's okay to be sad, that it's okay to feel lost, and that it's okay to struggle, that we all struggle. But today, none of that matters, because today is about you, and today is about helping you become the best you possible. So for now, relax, take a deep breath, and enjoy some thoughts for your self-examination. Welcome back to For Self-Examination. I am your host, Dr. Christopher Taylor, and it is cold outside. Probably not for you listening to this now, but it is freezing out there. So if it's warm for you, great. If it's cold, I guess go get a blanket on. Anyways, we're going to wrap up our season with a wonderful, wonderfully inspiring interview with Guinevere Carey. Just very grateful to have her on the show and to get her wonderful viewpoint of happiness. For those of you that are just joining us, I highly encourage you to go back and check out the rest of season three as we discuss happiness as a battery. This is a reminder to catch you up. We're looking at happiness as a battery with four cells: boundaries, relationships, identity, and gratitude. And I think what Guinevere helps us with a lot in this series, in this episode specifically, is how we recharge our battery is what matters so much. Taking care of the cells are important. Cultivating, developing those cells, extremely important. But equally important and often overlooked is how we recharge that battery. So I don't want to waste a lot of time spoiling anything for you. Just very excited to have Guinevere with us, an eternal optimist, one of the happiest people on the planet, so I've been told. And we're just really excited to have her here right after a quick word from our sponsor. This episode of For Self-Examination is brought to you by the Empathy App, the app made by therapists to help you find your path.
Hi, I'm Jerry, and I want to congratulate you for taking the first step on your path to a better you. Sometimes we feel a little overwhelmed. Whether it is with feelings of sadness or worry or anger, our emotions can feel a little too much at times, and that's okay. Welcome to Empathy.
You can find the Empathy app on any iOS and Android device at the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. You can also download the app through the website empathicholdings.com. Download the app today and get started down your path.
Hi, Guinevere. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. Where are you?
I am in Southern California.
Wow. How is it in California these days?
It's a mixed bag of beans. You know, you got the beautiful weather and the topography, but you also have the climate of the politics, and you know, students have to wear masks, but everyone else doesn't. It just doesn't make sense. The world does not make sense right now, for sure.
That is kind of what I'm hearing from everybody. We've had a debate sort of recently about the best place to live. One person said it was Tennessee. Another person said Chicago. What do you think? Is California the best place to live?
I think it depends on what you're looking for in your lifestyle and what you your politics and beliefs are. I personally have been on the search and looked at Idaho, love Idaho. We're looking at Colorado. We're looking at Tennessee. We're looking at a bunch of different places. So I think it just goes back to what is it that you need and want from the place that you're living. California is the highest tax state in income and gas. So it does make it very challenging from a financial perspective to live here.
Yeah. But a great place to work from home, I guess, if you don't have to drive anywhere.
Yeah. If you don't have to drive anywhere, it's great. Yeah. But the commute's definitely back on. Traffic is definitely back.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us. I've heard you're the happiest person on the planet, maybe. You're just naturally happy. what can we do?
Yeah, definitely.
What about you makes you naturally happy? How did I come to learn of you as just being a happy person?
I think I am grounded in my beliefs, and I work hard, and I have faith that, you know, the next adventure that's going to be in front of me is in my best interest. I've had a lot of hard knocks in my life, like everyone else, you know, that is life. And I think I just kind of keep getting back up and saying, you know what, I choose to live on the happy side of life. I don't want to be grumpy. I don't want to live in anger. I don't want to live as a victim. I want to just be me. And that is just taking every second I can for what it is and loving it and enjoying it and not taking it for granted, because we're short on this earth, and we just need to enjoy every second we can.
Mm, I love that. Just enjoy every second we can.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about you before we hop into everything.
Yeah. So I have been in human, well, I started with my undergrad as actuarial mathematics major. So I'm a numbers nerd. And then found my way into human resources as a compensation analyst and grew my career in human resources. And now I started my own business back in November of 2021. And I'm loving every day, the flexibility, the freedom, you know, being able to choose the clients I work with and what I'm doing. It's just, I'm having a ball. And actually what I love most is, you know, when my husband says, "Hey, I'm done with work. Let's go grab a beer at 4 o'clock in the afternoon." I'm like, "Yeah, let's do it." I would never have done that in my corporate life, but having the flexibility now as my own boss, I'm definitely taking that enjoy every second I can approach to living. I'm now working to live. I'm not living to work. And I think that that's been a huge transformation for me in the past couple months.
Well, that's great. Let's dig into that a little bit. For those that are listening that are not entrepreneurs, that enjoy their their regular job, their day-to-day job. What's the flip side of that? Because it's not all just like, I got to go have a beer at four, right? So what's, right. What's the challenge? What's the struggle for you?
You know, I think the struggle is the business development side and then switching your brain to actually supplying the product, what you said you were going to do for that client. I think that for me, that's the struggle. And then also just the timing, right? Like how much time do you put forth on each side, making sure that you are keeping your current clients happy while you're also still having the conversation, trying to find new clients, because not all clients are going to be, you know, they're not all long-term. Some of them are only about 2 or 3 months. And so it's really, for me, I didn't realize that I was going to enjoy the business development side as much as I am. And so now it's more about, okay, I really got to still focus on producing for the clients I have and making sure that they're getting what they want out of our engagement. And then just finding the time to continue growing my company while allowing myself to have a little bit more freedom and flexibility than when I was working my, you know, 60, 80 hour week gig as a corporate life stylist.
Yeah, I hear that. So let's talk about happiness. What does happiness mean to you? What is happiness?
I think for me, it's not being burdened by the negativity in the world, not letting that suck me in and suck me down. It's really about being light and having joy in your life, just being able to, you know, it's a beautiful sunny day, no clouds. Okay, I'm going to enjoy that. Versus yesterday, it was rainy and stormy and it was really cool. I enjoyed that too, right? Just trying to take the beauty of everything and add to your happy bucket versus letting all the negativity. If you sit and watch the news, especially with what's going on in the world today with Ukraine and Russia and other things, obviously the pandemic's still going on. Like you could sit there and just sit in negativity and come so depressed and just let it eat you. Yes, you need to stay informed. You need to know what's going on in the world, but not to the point where it's now taking away from your pleasure and your happiness, and it's actually adding negativity to your life. You have to kind of find that balance so that you're still knowledgeable and informing of what's going on, but it's not impacting you personally as a human being in a negative way. And I think that's what's really important is understanding where that balance lies for yourself.
That's great. So it sounds like choice and identity are rather important for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I definitely had a huge identity shift when I did leave corporate and go into my own business. What am I? Who am I? You know, without the fancy corporate title. And I realized that I can't let, that's not who I am as a person. You know, like you said, you heard I'm the happiest person on the planet. Like, that's who I am. I'm joyful. I'm, you know, into my friends and family. I want to be around them. I want every day to be impactful. Whoever I meet, whoever I have a conversation with, I want them to walk away feeling a little less burdened, a little lighter, a little happier, like, right? Just kind of try to rub some of that off. You know, even when you're at a restaurant or you're at a grocery store, you're working with someone in service, your UPS guy stops and drops off a box. Say thank you, right? Like, I mean, I see it, my window is right over the street and I yell at them out the window, thank you. You know, just like to appreciate each other. I think that's what the world's missing is the respect and appreciation for one another as human beings and what we bring to the table.
Yeah, I really love that. A couple of years ago, you know, I think during Christmas season, like after Thanksgiving to Christmas, it just seems to me that UPS and FedEx and Amazon workers are kind of just like overburdened with packages and whatnot. So we did a thank you basket in our, you know, right in front of our front door, just with bottled water, Gatorade, some healthy snacks, and then some not healthy snacks. So we did the first year, then the second year we just realized they all wanted the Snickers bar, so we just moved it all to basically
just give them the sugar and the chocolate. Well, there's some protein, right, with the peanuts.
It's what they want.
Exactly, and it goes a long way. What did that cost you, like 10-15 bucks? And yet you made that person's day because you show that you appreciate what they do and how they impact your life. And especially now with so many of us staying at home and ordering. We're ordering our food, we're ordering restaurants, we're ordering all of our shopping, like everything's being delivered to us. Like, appreciate the people that are putting themselves on that front line.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. So one of the things somebody shared with me a while back was a strategy to not get angry in traffic. Like when somebody cuts you off, you know, like don't honk at them, put yourself in their shoes and just assume they have an emergency. And the emergency this person used was diarrhea, which I thought was rather entertaining. You know, she told me, she's like, every time I get cut off in traffic, I just assume that this person has like really bad diarrhea and they've just like got to get to the bathroom. And so I love that reframe as sort of this idea of like, okay, maybe it's not about me, but how can I help the situation? You know, maybe I can slow down a little bit, let them over. Honking at them clearly is like, when has honking ever worked out for anybody?
Right. Yeah.
So do you see some of those strategies in your life? Can you share some of those with us?
Yeah. I definitely try. I mean, I'm human. I fail as well on trying to put myself in other people's shoes and understand where they're coming from. But I try to just kind of realize that I don't know what's going on in their lives. And even if I did, I might not have ever experienced it myself. And I don't know how I would handle it, what I would do, who I would become because of that. Right. So just trying to be compassionate and understanding. I will just say, if you put a blinker on, I'm definitely going to give you space so you can move over. If you don't, you know, I might not let you in so much, you know, right? Like, there are some common courtesies, let people know. But I think for me, like when I'm driving, I also recognize that music is a passion of mine and that music can really change my behavior and how I'm thinking and my aggressiveness of driving. So if I feel kind of aggressive, I might try to put a little bit more calming music on, maybe not, you know, the stuff that's going to get you amped up, like dance music or whatnot. But I find that, or even put a book on, right, that can kind of detract from what's going on. You're still paying attention, but you're not so caught up into the world that's going on. And I just think that with everything that we've experienced over the last 2 years and continue to, people's fuses are just so much shorter than before. And I don't want to live that way. And I don't want to interact and make that fuse just explode, right? I don't need that drama in my life. I don't want it. So yeah, give them 5 inches to let them in and move on with your life.
That's great advice. Give them 5 inches and on with your life. I love it. That's put that on a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
Here's 5 inches. Move on.
Exactly. It's kind of like, you know, here's your square of toilet paper, right?
Yeah. That's, is that a Seinfeld reference? Do you have a square?
Yes, it is. Yep.
No, that's great. So identity, something you kind of touched on in the beginning, you said that, yeah, you've had your struggles, but you feel really secure in your identity outside of work. What does that look like for you?
I think it's about family, and I'm an introvert at heart. So it's just enjoying my home, enjoying reading, movies, music. My husband and I love to travel. So sometimes we'll just get in the car and just drive. And, you know, connecting with friends. I'm a very much like quality is better than quantity, because that is very introvert kind of personality. So having, you know, the lunch, 2-hour lunch with one friend to me is just more rewarding and joyful than having a 2-hour party with 40 people that I may or may not know. So that's who I am. Yeah. Love to travel. Love to read.
So it sounds like
tennis every now and then when my body lets me.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're saying that knowing that identity piece, those core values, those values that are sort of the building blocks of identity, have been helpful for you to.
Yeah, absolutely. Understanding kind of like you said, the battery, right? The battery concept. Understanding what is going to recharge my battery. I kind of call it a bucket, right? Kind of like what's going to recharge me as a human being to just kind of recenter myself and be the person that I want to be. I want to show up for my family and my friends and for the people I interact with and engage with from a work or non-work perspective. Yeah. And, you know, just really kind of learning who you are as a human being. And I'm a pretty low-key, laid-back person. I don't need a lot of fancy, you know, parties or anything like that. But again, that's an introvert for you. And knowing that too, like I have to be an extrovert in my career and I'm on the cusp, right? But when it comes to recharging my batteries, I'm an introvert. My perfect day would be to be snowbound with a fire going on, a cat in my lap and a book in my hand with iced tea next to me. Like that's just, and my husband next to me, like that's just the perfect day.
That does sound like a lovely day. Well, I'm sure somebody's probably listening to this saying that sounds like a terrible day. So.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. The extroverts out there for sure would be like, no, I need to go and see 20 people in one day. And
yeah. Well, that's good. So we're looking at happiness as sort of this battery that has 4 cells, boundaries, relationships, identity, gratitude, and then, you know, how we recharge. So you're kind of talking about that knowing what your outlets are, right? Knowing how to plug in, knowing how to disconnect and recharge that, which is, I think, fantastic. Any of those cells jump out at you? Boundaries, relationships, identity, gratitude, that something that you practice regularly?
Yeah, well, actually, I think boundaries is definitely one where I don't know that I would say I practice regularly. I think in the past 9 to 12 months, I've really learned what that means for me. The transition from corporate life to I took some time off to then starting my own business. And I realized after I left corporate world, I took two months off and I just did absolutely nothing. I needed to recharge. My burnout was burnout kind of situation. And I really learned like how I was, as much as I love what I was doing, because I absolutely am passionate about what I do as a human resources professional, I realized that I let it consume me to the point where it was, you know, detriment to my family, to my husband, my relationship with him, and just my life. Like, who was I outside of this corporate person? I really was nothing because I was working 12, 14 hour days. I was working on the weekends. Like, it was nonstop. And again, I was loving what I was doing. So it didn't feel like a bad thing. But then when I finally stopped and I was no longer doing it, I realized it was a bad thing because I wasn't putting in the boundaries to have more than just, I was living to work and I wasn't working to live. And I've really kind of switched gears on, you know, when I'm doing something, I'm like, I keep asking myself, is this how I should be spending my time? Is this how I want to be spending my time? Is what I'm doing actually impacting me and my life the way I want it? And if not, how can I change it? What can I do differently? And it's really that mindset has helped me with my business too, because I found at the very beginning, I was making all these meetings and doing all these things thinking it was going to help. But then in reality, like, I really didn't need to spend my time, so much time doing all of that. And just kind of finding that balance. I mean, people talk about it all the time, but I really lived it in the past 6 to 9 months where I realized it's so important for your mental health, for your emotional health, for your relationships that you have, to be able to learn that, yes, you may love what you do, but don't let it consume you, that it's all you are.
I love that. I love that. So regardless of if you love your job or hate your job, just have healthy boundaries around it so that it doesn't consume you and really define you.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, it took me 2 months because at some point I was like, well, who am I if I without this corporate fancy title? Like, I'm nobody without it. And, you know, it took me 2 months to really, you know, decompress, digest, evaluate who I am, what I wanted to be. You know, it's kind of like almost that moment of like high school to college. Who am I? What do I want to be? Right. And letting me reset. And I don't think, like, looking back, like, I definitely learned a lot, and I hope that I don't ever go back to that same kind of situation where I let something consume me so much. Yeah. I hope I learned from that. And really just the importance of loving what you do, but in a boundary way where you're still able to love the things outside of what you do. It's not who you are. Yeah.
It's kind of funny when you said, you know, what do I want to do with my life? I was thinking about that question. Like, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know,
yeah, I still kind of
want to ask myself that question sometimes.
Yeah.
What do I want to be when I grow up? Am I?
Well, now it's for me, it's kind of like I really am focused on, you know, well, I love to retire early. And what does that mean? And what does that look like? And what do I need to do to put that in place? Yeah. And, you know, again, and I think a lot of us have had this like mental aha moment during the past 2 years of like, life is more than just work. And we are now, as a human race, we are demanding that from our employers. We are demanding that we have something more than just clocking in, clocking out, and that's all we are. And I think that was probably one of the best things that has come out of this pandemic as a human race. Not to kind of go off topic, but there's a ton of countries out there that have started testing or even implementing a 4-day work week. Like, how great is that? I mean, there's companies inside the US that are doing it as well. So I think I think that just shows that we as a human race, we're not just a mouse on a wheel, right? Like, we are more than that, hamster on a wheel. Like, we deserve to have a life where we can go out and enjoy our planet and our friends and our loved ones and the things that make us happy.
Yeah, especially now when we don't really disconnect from work when we go home. So many people, you know, take 2 cell phones with them everywhere they go, or, you know, feel like if they get an email at 10 o'clock at night, they got to respond to it, or mm-hmm. a message, or, you know, I joked with you before we started recording, it's like, let me turn off everything that dings. I know that when I'm done with this, I'm going to open those dingers back up and I'm going to have like 20 things in each of them, you know?
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard to unplug when you know you're actually punishing yourself, because when you plug back in, you know it's just going to be tenfold worse than if you had just stayed plugged in, right? I think out of my entire corporate career, I only officially unplugged on my wedding week. I literally took my company email off my phone, so I couldn't even see the emails. Like, I literally took it off my phone. And yeah. But I did it because I was getting married, right? Like, but that should be something that we should be doing every time that we take time off, every time we put an out of office. I am not going to respond. You can talk to my team members, my manager, my team members, the people I employ, right? Like, we need to learn how to delegate, because everybody needs that. It's a mental break, and you come back so much more recharged. It's better for the company, it's better for you, but yet we don't do it because we feel like this underlying requirement to always be plugged in.
Yeah, I've been challenged recently. I don't know if you're familiar with EOS or EOS Life, but they have a challenge there called the 1 month sabbatical.
Nice.
Which is a challenge that I'm going to try to do this year. But it's the premise is basically the idea of, if your company can't survive without you, then you don't have a great company. You know,
yeah,
it should be able to survive without you for a period of time, 1 week, 2 weeks, you know, 1 month, 2 months, whatever it is. But if it can't survive without you, even as an owner or CEO, or even just as an employee, like your job should be able to function without you for some period of time, you know, one Friday a month, you know, 1 week every month or something like that.
Yeah, I believe that a great sign of leadership is someone who has created their team that if they were to go off and take time off or, you know, something happened to them, that the team would be able to survive. Now, obviously not long-term, but like you said, for a couple of weeks, for a couple of months. I mean, so many European countries, they have sabbaticals where, you know, they have the time 2 or 3 months. And in America, it's like, you know, the standard's 2 weeks. Like, that's just wrong. And I think that that's starting to come to light too right now as well. We need more time off. We need to recharge our batteries and our happiness and, you know, connect with people in a way that's meaningful to you as a person and not be just constantly look at that computer screen and answering emails or on meetings all day long that your battery on your new phone can't even make it, right? I've had that where like I'm having to charge at 2 o'clock in the afternoon because I've been on calls since 6 a.m. nonstop, right? You're having to like hide yourself, to put yourself on mute, hide your video to go, you know, have a bio break or go get some water. It's really, it's terrible. I mean, I really applaud the companies that put in, hey, we're going to have 1 day a week that no meetings are allowed to occur, or, you know, let's reduce our meetings. You can only have a 25 minute instead of a 30 or a 50 instead of an hour, right? Those are the things, those are the kinds of changes that we need to make for our mental health.
I agree. And I've actually had that conversation with my iPhone before when it was saying low battery. I was like, me too, iPhone.
Exactly. Where's my plug?
I know.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's plug is different, right? Like, that's a great example. The Apple, well, until the recent phone, the Apple plug, you know, you could plug in your phone, you could plug in your iPad, you could plug in a bunch of different things, right? And be able to charge all these different devices by one plug. But that's not how it works for humans, right? We all have a different plug, and you just need to take the time to really learn from yourself who you are, that really, what is your plug? Is that just a 30 minutes where you are on your balcony or patio or, you know, by yourself and just kind of having some quiet time? Or is that 30 minutes where you're partying with friends? Or is it you're working out or you're going out biking or hiking? Like, everyone is different, right? And you just need to find what works for you and what's going to make you happy. What is one thing that you, if you could stop and say, I wish I could be doing or be here right now, what would that be? Start implementing that more often in your life.
What is that one thing?
Yeah. What is that one thing that like gets you just excited and you can't wait to go do it again, or can't wait to go see that person, or can't wait to go visit this place, right?
So for you, you mentioned you had a rough go at it for a while. You were definitely, your burnout was burnt out. for those listening that can kind of, you know, empathize and sympathize with that position specifically, but haven't made that jump yet. And they're listening, you know, kind of rolling their eyes going like, well, good for you for being happy. You know, like you're not allowed to be happier than me. You know, what advice would you give to your former self? What was it that kind of, I don't know, created that epiphany for you to get out of that space? And what was that thing that you changed?
So I think it's really taking a moment to stop and listen to yourselves and actually listen to your loved ones. I actually just was on a phone call with a friend of mine today, and she was telling me what was going on in her world. And I said, look, I'm going to be a mirror right now, and I want you to see what you're saying. And this is what I'm hearing, is that your family is concerned about you for these reasons. And these are the things that you can control and change. Your loved ones, the people that know you the best, that care about you the most, are telling you this isn't working. You need to make this change. Make the change if it's something you can control, right? So I think for me, it's really like I wish I had stopped and listened to my family a little bit more, a little bit closer, kind of really let it soak in. Like, I heard it, right? Went one ear, one in, it went into one ear and out the other. And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. But I didn't really stop and soak it in and take a minute to understand what they're really saying and what their concerns are. And what are the, do I agree? How do I feel about it? What can I do? Not everything is in your power to control, but there are a lot of things that you can control. So what are the things that you can control that can help shift what is going on in your life? And my wake up call was actually when my husband and I, we took a vacation. We went down to Mexico for a wedding he was in, a friend, a really good friend of ours. And we came back and it was right around the 4th of July weekend. So we decided to take just a little bit more time off. And so ultimately I had 10 calendar days where I was off. And it was the first true vacation in 2 years that I actually didn't check email. I took 2 calls from my number 2 because she was new. And that was it. And on the night before we were supposed to go back to work, I looked at my husband. I go, I'm about to burst into tears. I don't even know if I can find the energy to get up tomorrow and do my job. Like, I'm just so burnt out. And it was that moment of realizing, like, I was going, that it was fine because I was just going. But then when I had that break and I really like stopped and I looked up and I caught my breath, I realized, oh my gosh, I've been running a marathon and another marathon right after without taking a break and another one right after for 2 years, like just nonstop, no breaks, marathon at sprint speed. And yeah, I am tired and it is okay to recognize that and give yourself the space to catch your breath. And now I understand that everyone will be able to do what I did, which was to take 2 months off. I was in a financial place that allowed me to do that. And I understand that that is not a place that everyone has, but find a way where you can give yourself that space. Maybe it's take the weekend off, put your phone in a drawer, don't answer it, don't even look at it, and let yourself just be in the moment. Maybe it's pack a bag and go up to the mountains or go to the beach or go to the desert or whatever, you know, floats your boat, and, you know, just be in the moment to really recenter yourself on what it is you want and how, what are the things that you can change to get yourself there?
Yeah, that's, I think, great advice. And there is 24 hours in a day, and you can always find at least 1 hour for yourself there.
Yeah.
And if it's not 1 hour, you know, 30 minutes, if it's not 30 minutes, there's 15 minutes. You can find some time for you for sure. I mean, yeah, 2 months might be good for some of us, but but I think we can all find a long weekend here or there to reflect, to stop, and to just think about, am I happy? And what does that look like?
Yeah. I forget there's a saying out there, something about how, what are you going to do today? Because you're never going to get it back. And are you going to be happy about what you did today when you're in the future and you look backwards? I think that that's a pretty, I'm not quoting it per word. I can't remember the quote exactly, but I just really, that's been something that's been impactful for me too. It's like, what am I doing today? Am I going to be proud of what I'm doing? Does it make me happy? Does it fulfill me as a human being? And if not, what can I change? And maybe it's just a little thing here or there, right? Maybe it's a little bit of a tweak. Or maybe it's a big thing. Maybe it's a career change, is a job change, or maybe it's moving out of, you know, moving into a different state or whatever it might be. But I think it's really important to have those quiet moments, to really hear what your heart and your mind's telling you.
Exactly. So until we invent time travel, seconds can only be spent once, and we can buy more of them. So thank you so much for your time. We appreciate having you on the show, and good luck on your eternal happiness.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I hope that I've helped at least one person that's listened to this, and I really appreciate and are very honored to be a part of this series. So I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, don't keep it a secret. Share it with your friends and family. Tell everyone. Put it on Twitter. We'd love it if you give us a 5-star rating and a review. We always love feedback. And then, of course, like and subscribe to make sure you don't miss an episode. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get yours. As a reminder, Taylor Counseling Group is in the DFW area with offices from Dallas to Fort Worth. And in Waxahachie as well. We are also now in the Houston and San Antonio areas as well. So if you or somebody you know might be interested in getting some counseling, feel free to give us a call, 214-530-0021. You can send us an email, info@taylorcounselinggroup.com, and you can look us up on the web at taylorcounselinggroup.com. You can find us on Twitter as well, @TCG_Dallas. So if you need us, we're here, but if not, no worries. I just hope you enjoy the show.
What an amazing and wonderful interview. Thank you so much again, Guinevere, for being on the show. Love the viewpoint of just happiness, that it is a choice, that you can choose to be happy, regardless of where you are in life. If you're unhappy, take a moment, step back, take some deep breaths, take a long weekend if you can, take an hour for you, whatever you can do. Take a moment, be still, put your phone away, reflect, and think about that one thing that you want to change. And choose to do it. It might sound silly, but one small thing can lead to another. In the case of Guinevere's story, it was choosing to get out of a job that she loved, a career that she loved, but that was eating her alive, that was burning her out. It doesn't matter if you love what you do or if you hate what you do. It matters that we have healthy boundaries, that we have healthy relationships, that we have strong identity, and that we practice gratitude daily. Again, thank you, Guinevere, for that wonderfully beautiful story and this idea that regardless of what's going on in our lives, we're never too busy, we're never too important to give others just 5 inches of space, take a deep breath, be kind. It's not always about you. When somebody cuts you off in traffic, it's not about you. If they're angry with you, it's normally because they're frustrated with a situation that they're in. It's not about you. Sometimes it's about them. Almost every time it's about them. It's something that they're struggling with, that they are going through. And being kind to a person when they're struggling is a great way to choose happiness in your life. I hope you've enjoyed this season of For Self-Examination. I hope you find some time to reflect on your life, on your happiness, and I hope you're able to recharge your battery. Until next time, I am your host, Dr. Christopher Taylor. I hope you've enjoyed these thoughts for your self-examination.